The fate of Stephen Avery is now in the hands of 7 men and 5 women as the jury begins deliberations in his murder trial. Avery's accused of the October 2005 murder of Teresa Halbach, who went missing after going to the Avery family salvage yard to photograph a van. Halbach's vehicle and burned remains were later found on the property. The jury's deliberating charges of first-degree intentional homicide, mutilating a corpse, and being a felon in possession of a firearm. During the closing arguments in Chilton, Special Prosecutor Ken Kratz said the evidence shows Avery is guilty.
I don't believe it's a difficult decision. It's a complex series of facts, and it is a very, very serious case. But it's not a difficult case. It's not a difficult decision that you have to make because everything in this case pointed towards one person, towards one defendant.
Kratz also pointed to the large amount of evidence in the case, much of which he says the defense failed to refute.
Physical evidence, the DNA evidence, the eyewitness testimony, the scientific evidence, the big fire that Mr. Avery had, common sense, all point to one person.
Avery's defense attorneys have maintained that he was framed because of a lawsuit filed against Manitowoc County. Avery spent 18 years in prison for a rape he didn't commit, which DNA evidence finally cleared him of. Defense attorney Dean Strang called on the jury to decide if it's possible that police planted evidence to link Avery to the murder.
Now, you have to decide whether you have a reasonable doubt about that. Or whether we've shown that to you at any level or not.
Strang also urged the jury to get it right.
Stephen Avery has not been proved guilty of murdering or mutilating the corpse of Teresa Halbach. He's not been proved guilty of that beyond a reasonable doubt. It's because he's not guilty.
The jury began deliberations Thursday afternoon. Members will be sequestered in Chilton through the remainder of the trial. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.